Thanks for downloading this podcast from WJFK.com. It's just as easy to go to LiveNation.com, click a couple times, and get your tickets to the Family Values Tour, featuring Korn, Evanescence, and more, Saturday, July 28th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets for the Family Values Tour are on sale now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Because you got a nice ass.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is a one-shot thing we got going on here.
That.
There's nobody's business but ours.
I love this movie.
You know I ain't queer.
It's our story.
Me neither.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You ever regret it?
Well, look what the wind blew in.
Hi, Mr. Geary. I'm wondering if you would need any help this summer.
Never, Mike.
You're wasting your time here.
Well, you ain't got nothing? Nothing up on Brokeback?
Ain't got no work for you.
When's Del Mar ain't been around, has he?
You boys sure found a way to make the time pass up there. Twist. You guys wasn't getting paid to leave the dogs babysit the sheep while you stemmed the rose. Now get the hell out of my trailer.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Do you regret giving it up was my question.
It looks like baby vomit.
Ranching.
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside.
Yep.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
Bye.
Late on a Friday.
No
Sorry.
Material.
Patience wearing thin.
Yeah, the people without dates are beginning to call.
Patience wearing thin.
Need baby blues.
Baby blues, Wilma. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. I don't like you guys, Bob. Doing what you do to Vic, man. To
Bye.
Mike.
Goodbye, guy from Oakland, California, who calls all the friggin' time.
Get Way to recognize here. His voice.
Ah. Hold on. A quick plug. Our good friend J.B. James Brown from CBS has his NFL Players Presents the J.B. Awards, and that'll be on Saturday, July 28th from 2 till 3 on CBS.
Very
That's
good.
That's not this weekend, is it?
No. Next, a week from tomorrow. At, what did you say, 2 p.m., 3 p.m.?
Well, it doesn't really matter, Buzz, because, I mean...
what are those awards that you were trying to get us
tomorrow on? Tomorrow is promised to nobody.
That's right.
We should only promote this next Friday.
See you next week. What are the awards you were trying to get us into?
That's what they were. I think they were the JB Awards. I think this is the tape of the award show that he didn't invite us to.
So even after you said that, he still didn't invite us?
Oh, no, this was taped like 2 months ago.
Oh.
I think. Is that what this is, John, or is this something different?
I got that from Rob. I don't know, to be honest with you. He's the one that...
Okay, What's shut that? Up. What's Just shut up. You know, it's a Friday. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the buck passing already. Well, I don't know. Rob gave it. I don't know. How many times have we talked about that, John? John, who's the producer?
I am.
Okay. Let me talk to the guy who used to have the job. Hi, Robbie.
How you doing?
Hi, pal.
That is a tape presentation with highlights from the awards ceremony that recently passed.
Gotcha.
I'm not trying to be difficult here, but it does get me back to, we had James Brown on recently, the last time we had him on.
About a month ago
we had him on.
And I asked him how come he didn't invite us to those awards that he had.
Right, and had they just happened? Is that what
yes.
it was?
Yeah.
Okay, so well, I guess it's irrelevant then. Because the odds are next year maybe we will be invited.
Yeah, maybe we will. Maybe we will. Why are we promoting it today, though? Where'd Rob go?
Exactly. We're promoting it because it's a favor to James Brown to promote it a week in advance.
You just made that up.
I totally did.
Okay. Well, who are you on the phone with?
I'm getting JB's lady because she told me that it was tomorrow. I'm double checking the date. I don't know if the press release is right.
Oh, you said she said it was yesterday. It was tomorrow. The show was.
So I'm double checking right now.
It's not clear at this
gotcha.
Point.
Okay. That's more passing of the buck. In case you're following at home, John passed the buck to Rob. Rob has now passed the buck to JB's assistant, Elizabeth.
I think it's tonight. I'm just kidding, of course.
Of course. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Michael, are you going to go see Hairspray this evening?
Mike, no personal calls, please, during the show.
Mom, I can't talk right now, please. Go back to your treadmill.
Says, what does your mom sound like, a queer? I thought your mom sounded like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello there. Hello.
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 There she is.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Since Tammy Faye Baker kind of looks like a rawhide chew toy, do you think she'll play with Michael Vick's dogs when she goes to heaven?
Oh, wow.
I hope everybody got the chance to see that Picasso painting last night.
She was something else. Yeah. And her last hurrah, probably.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's going on, man?
Hi.
Listen, real quick. I was listening to one of your best ofs the other day. What the hell makes Joe Ardinger so goddamn legendary?
Does he describe himself as the legendary Joe Ardinger?
Yes, yeah, and it's so irritating. This is the legendary Joe Ardinger. Shut up, Joe.
You have to ask. Do you want to give Joe an opportunity to respond to his tormentor?
Not really.
Okay. It is late on a Friday.
Here's
why. I can tell that now.
I'm so tired of the infighting between the two idiots back there, with Matt goofing on Joe for playing his marble video game, Joe coming around and telling me during the break he's going to just tell Matt to go home and dismiss him for the day. You know, I think really you boys should just get yourself some boxing gloves, and we should just have it out with these two guys.
Little boxing match?
Have a human dog fight between Joe and Matt the Pollock.
And then the loser will be electrocuted.
Yes, and we'll do it the same way as Michael Vick did.
Right.
We'll wet them down.
Right.
Hose them down.
We'll hose them down, and then we stick the prod.
God.
Oh, that's awful, isn't
it? Boy, it is awful.
That's awful on a dog, but it would be great to do to Joe or to Matt.
Either one of them, yes. And highly entertaining, too. As we, finally just warmly embrace the decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
Yeah, hi there, Don and Mike Show.
We'll all wear togas.
Hello.
Radio God.
Hi.
Any chance you can send the interns out tonight with their sandwich boards talking about how Harry Potter's the work of the devil?
Ah, it's an idea, man. Thank you, friend.
Yeah, that's okay. We got plenty of ideas, but we appreciate it.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, you can competitively fight your dogs humanely.
Well, I was mentioning that before, that even if the dogs, were not seriously hurt or killed, it's a different story.
But even that, I got to say, I got
that's
some problem.
A little rough.
I got problems with that.
Because they bite each other, they break the
skin. I've got
problems
with that. That's idiotic. That's soulless.
It can only get worse.
But there's a reason why the American Pit Bull Terrier is usually the dog of choice for competitive dog fighting.
Now listen, competitive dog fighting is antiquated. The professional dog fighting is an oxymoron.
Yes, it is.
Truly. And you are beyond reproach if you are attempting in some way to stand up for dog fighting.
Legitimize it.
It stinks, and you're a stinky human being.
Certainly legitimize it.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean humanely? Explain to me how you humanely fight dogs.
Well, as I said before, the American Pit Bull Terriers use...
No, you said it. Don't repeat yourself. I want to ask you. I want you to answer my question. Not give me a lot of jargon like some lobbyist in Washington. I want you to tell me how, specifically, you humanely fight any dog.
Oh, you certainly don't. I'm trying to answer this without spinning it. You don't want to fight your Labrador Retriever. That would be wrong.
Hey, dude, you don't want to fight any dogs. Explain to us what Mike wanted you to explain.
Yeah, how do you do it? You tell me what you... You know what? I'll make it easier for you. Describe to me what you... Describe for me a humane dog fight. What happens in a humane, quote-unquote, dog fight?
When two pit bulls fight.
What's humane?
Describe it to me. What makes it humane?
Because that's what they're bred for.
Oh,
no, they're not. No, they're not. You know what? The problem is, again,
I know people with pit bulls that are some of the sweetest dogs in the world.
It is just like raising a child, raising a dog. The dog senses your mood. The dog takes your temperament.
Why the training, pal? Why all the training? You know why? Because you've got to train them to be that aggressive.
Yes.
That's why you do that. You have to inhumanely treat them that way for a long period of time to make them fight like
and
that.
If you treat them with love and affection from the time they come into your home, they will not be fighting dogs.
You can treat your dogs with love and affection and fight them.
No, you cannot.
That's what they're bred for.
No, you, my
oh,
God.
Man, I tell you.
You're an idiot, and I pray that in the next life a dog eats your skull.
You want to know why? Maybe people do fight their dogs?
Yes, because it's a blood sport
because
and they have a thirst for blood.
Because you're an inbred retard who can't get a boner?
You're going to win us over with this?
We're waiting, softy.
Listen, when an owner trains their American Pit Bull Terrier to fight competitively, that dog's got a lot of heart, and you train that dog to do that.
And it's inhumane, and there is nothing you have said to me to convince me otherwise. It is inhumane to prepare and train dogs to fight.
You are soulless. You really are soulless, and the fact that
why? Because they're going to get hurt. Most of the time they don't get hurt if you do it correctly.
What happens on the times when something happens?
You lose some.
You don't let that happen.
How is that?
I would never put my dog into a fight.
Go to hell. I mean this seriously. Go straight to hell. Go to hell. Bleated that out.
You're not even giving it a chance.
Go to a dog fight. I hope you get arrested.
My God. Seriously, you should have been aborted. I'm very serious. You do not deserve to live. A dog does, and you do not.
You don't even understand it. You're not even.
There's nothing to understand. It's simple. There is nothing to understand about, a blood sport.
It's not a blood sport.
Yes, it is.
Jesus Christ.
Bloodless?
You've gotten the wrong end of it completely.
Yeah, the dogs who got stuck with cattle prods and were electrocuted got the wrong end of it.
Would never do that to my dog.
Well, you know what? I think any time when you're training animals that can cause that much damage to fight each other, that's inhumane. And you have not, to this point, described anything about it. You're saying most of the time they don't get hurt. That's not good enough for me.
I didn't say most of the time.
Yes, you did. You just said that.
Yes, you did.
I said they don't get hurt.
No, you said most of the time they don't get hurt. Come on. You know they can get hurt.
Bottom line, we love dogs.
Probably did say that.
Bye! The stupidity of these people amazes me.
I really am dumbfounded that we have gotten the calls that we have gotten regarding this subject. Now, overwhelmingly, obviously, people are against this dog fighting.
You know, we're 2 hours past this discussion.
Yeah.
I mean, hadn't we moved on to irritable bowel syndrome?
It's kind of a follow-up on, hey, this has been going on for years and years. It's just very strange that there's this apologizing for dog fighting. I'm freaked out.
I feel sorry for that guy's dog. I swear to God I do. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Boy, the fact is, if they don't get hurt. Oh, come on. How can you put two animals like that in a ring together to fight?
What the frig is wrong with you people? Seriously, what is wrong with you people? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, real quick, how you guys doing today? I was not aware that the gecko from the car insurance commercial suffered from IBS.
He did sound a little bit.
Had that accent.
Right. That's what with butter and jam.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Am I on?
Barely. You're hanging by a fingernail.
Go ahead, sir. Okay. You are on.
I'm into dog fights. What? I'm into dog fights.
Hold on.
What about dog fights?
Did that little thing where you were talking when we were talking after you waited 10 seconds.
What about dog fights?
I'm sorry.
What about dog fights?
I went to one by accident one day with a friend of mine.
Uh-huh. Sure. It's like the guy that said, I went to see the hooker by accident.
Well, I'm telling you, this is the most brutal thing you've ever seen in your life.
Well, all right.
This is a very, very elite society. That kid that was talking before me, he ain't never been to a dog fight.
Not like you.
You don't take a private dog to a dog fight. These dogs are pros.
Yeah.
The people that raise these dogs are very, very rich people. And this is a very elite society.
Secret society? Is it a secret society?
Very secret.
All right, I get what you're saying. All right, I apologize for coming down on you at first. You're on the right side of this issue. All right.
I'm telling you guys, it is. And I've seen it. I wanted to leave in 5 minutes, but I couldn't.
All right, good. So that's what I wanted.
Finally, an honest person wanted to leave in 5 minutes, but I was afraid to. Let me ask you, why were you afraid, sir?
These guys don't want anybody to know because everybody's going to the penitentiary if they get caught. And they don't show up in a pickup truck, boys. They show up in motorhomes that are disguised to the point you would never know they're hauling dogs.
Wow.
They have handlers.
But you know what I would say then?
Really? This is a great call. This is the first call like this on this subject.
This is big money.
I flipped out at first when you said you were there, and my immediate reaction was, what the hell were you doing there? But then my next question would be...
I didn't know that.
I apologized for coming down on you for that. I guess my question would be, how long ago was this?
Oh,
God, the guy does the we talk.
He's having trouble.
Which is worse.
Now, Don was asking a question, sir.
How long ago did you stumble into this dogfight?
It's been about 20 years ago.
Wow. All right,
20 years, Jesus Christ.
You know, and you say it's big money, that this has been going on for a long time. And what is the experience? I mean, what really? I mean, do they have lots of people?
These guys show up. And that kid that was talking to you, these guys show up. You pit that dog. I mean, you're looking at $100,000 laying on the line.
Yeah, I don't care how much money there is. Now, thank you for the call, old-timer. Anyone who's out there, you know, I mean, really, I'm not one to say rat on somebody, but Jesus Christ.
I would be curious.
Killing dogs.
He was being honest.
I didn't know about it. Turn him in.
I wouldn't doubt that somebody says, hey, I'm going to a dog fight. You don't know that it's going to be this type of thing that's going on. You show up there, and all of a sudden, Jesus, they're ripping each other apart, and you want to leave there, and you're afraid. That sounded like an honest appraisal of a guy that got to look at something that's pretty heinous.
One of the ways Mike Vick can get himself out of trouble to a certain degree is by naming names in this, but the names he might be naming sound like dangerous people to me.
Okay.
Like who?
Yeah, the thugs that he's hanging around with.
The thugs who run dogfights.
Oh, I got you.
They don't want to be singled out.
Right. Okay. I thought it might be someone like Tom Brady.
You know, no.
Famous.
No.
Like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
No, just other dogfighters.
All the quarterbacks. Robert Goulet.
Jeff Garcia. Donovan McNabb.
Robert Goulet.
Rex Grossman. Hello, Don and Mike. Why'd you say Robert Goulet?
Well, he's got a lot of money,
though. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hi, Rob. This is Michael Vick. Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame please stop talking about dogs? I'm liable to go to the president of the FPCA and file a complaint against you. I love you guys. It's been so long. It's been 2 years since I've heard you guys.
Bye-bye. You know, that guy was actually funny. I know a lot of you don't get that, but trust me, that was a funny call.
Funny!
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
2 points, guys. An earlier caller called in about the Greyhound racing and whatnot.
Oh!
Whatnot today.
You're out of there.
You talk and about dog fighting, people start saying whatnot.
Did you find out about the JB show?
Yeah, it is on the 28th, a week from Saturday.
You plugged it a week early.
Yeah, mark your calendar.
It's me, the sheriff!
Oh, I'm sorry. That was supposed to be the Tom Hanks laugh.
I didn't know why I did that.
You plugged it early. Plugged it early, Mike. Yeah. Pulled a big boner.
That means you don't have to do it next week.
It allows lots of time to plan.
That's right.
Have
right.
some friends over.
Very exciting.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Everybody.
We'll come back. How long is left in the show?
Not a lot.
That's what you want to hear, right?
That's the Friday mentality. It's a beautiful day outside.
Yeah, be right back. How much time is left?
Mm-hmm.
How many more of these stupid-ass phone calls do we have to take from dumb people who are supporting dogfighting?
Well, you might be getting another call.
Oh, when we come back, I don't think it's a phone call, Mike.
Oh, that's right.
I think it's a satellite hookup.
Really? Oh, very good.
Direct to whatever suburb of Virginia it is that Michael Vick owns the house at.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll be back. We'll be all over this thing.
The password is Survivor.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Always imitated, never duplicated. The Family Values Tour. Still the best value of the summer.
I do not dare deny the basic beats of time.
Featuring Korn and Evanescence. Saturday, July 28th, Nissan Pavilion. Plus special guest, Atreyu. Flyleaf. Hell Yeah and Trivium. Plus another set of bands on the Guitar Hero second stage. All lawn tickets just $9.99. Tickets available at the Nissan Pavilion box office. All Ticketmaster locations charged by phone and online at Ticketmaster.com and LiveNation.com. The Family Values Tour 2007. The most kick-ass lineup. Korn, Evanescence, Atreyu, Flyleaf, Hell Yeah, and Trivium. Sponsored by Guitar Hero. Produced by Live Nation. Go!